And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, still light rainfall coming down here in Atlantic, and we have 70 degrees here this morning. Picked up 11/100ths of an inch of rainfall so far here this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested two Red Oak men on Friday night on burglary and criminal mischief charges. At approximately 8:45 p.m. on Friday, sheriff's officials arrested 21-year-old Ryan Keir of Red Oak, and at approximately 10:45 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Red Oak, both for burglary in the third degree and second degree criminal mischief. Both arrests are in connection with an incident that took place on July 11th at 1655 Ironwood Avenue, in which a vehicle was damaged and a residence burglarized. Forensic evidence collected from the crime scene led to the arrest, and sheriff's officials are still searching for another suspect involved in the incident, 22-year-old Timothy John Jennings. Jennings is from Red Oak, but could possibly be in the Glenwood area. Jennings is described as 6'2", 180 pounds, white male with brown hair and blue eyes. If anyone has information in reference to the whereabouts of Jennings, they're encouraged to call Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. The two arrested individuals, Keir and Nelson, are being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department assisted in the investigation and the arrest. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a man facing five counts of sexual abuse turned himself in on Wednesday and is being held at the jail in Council Bluffs. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 48-year-old Stephen Kane of Council Bluffs faces charges that include two counts of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, one count of second-degree sexual abuse, one felony count of third-degree sexual abuse with a minor over the age of 12, and one count of third-degree sexual abuse with a minor under the influence. His bond was set at $7,500. Kane is scheduled to appear in court for his preliminary hearing on August 17th. He's been ordered to have no contact with the alleged victim in the case. The Stuart Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a female theft suspect. A woman wearing a white Hard Rock t-shirt is wanted for questioning with regard to repeated thefts from a local grocery store. The most recent theft occurred Friday afternoon in Stuart at Hometown Foods. The suspect left the store driving a white older model Chevrolet or GMC pickup truck with a black cover over the bed. If anyone has information regarding the identity of this person, please contact the Stuart Police Department at 515-523-1896 or the Guthrie County Dispatch at 641-747-2214. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man for possession of drug paraphernalia following a traffic stop Friday. At 9 p.m., officers initiated a traffic stop at the corner of North 3rd Street and East Reed Street in Red Oak. During the stop, officers arrested 25-year-old Keaton Kevin Ebrick of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor, and also cited Ebrick for careless driving and failure to provide proper insurance. Ebrick was transported to Montgomery County Jail, where he was cited and released with a future court date. Iowa public health officials have confirmed the first case of West Nile virus this year. A woman from Ringgold County is recovering from that illness. Authorities say a girl who drowned while swimming in Lake McBride Beach in eastern Iowa was on a field trip with 25 other children from a Cedar Rapids child care center. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office tells the Press Citizen that 6-year-old Elena Joy Hauskins was with the Kids Campus Learning Center Thursday on an annual trip to the beach, part of a 2,000-acre state park 16 miles north of Iowa City, when she drowned. And it was later announced that she was the daughter of one of the co-directors of that daycare. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will have more than 5 minutes and 45 seconds to address GOP voters on Saturday. Unlike Thursday's nationally televised Fox News debates that divided the 17-candidate field into two groups on crowded stages, Saturday's Red State gathering in Atlanta, Georgia, offers several of those seeking the Republican nomination a half hour all to themselves. Noticeably absent from the event will be Donald Trump. Red State's Eric Erickson says he withdrew Trump's invitation because of a comment Trump made Thursday evening about the Fox News debate moderator Megyn Kelly. Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina is looking to parlay a standout debate performance into serious campaign momentum. The former Hewlett-Packard executive reminded 1,000 conservative activists at the Red State gathering in Atlanta yesterday that several recent presidents were once dismissed as underdogs. Iowa is the first stop for Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson after last Thursday's Fox News debate. Carson says he's gotten a phenomenal response to his performance.
I think we got our message out looking at, you know, what's happened with Facebook and Twitter, and you look at the social media. Obviously, the message got out in a very, very substantial way.
Carson says the debate has helped him connect with voters on social media. His campaign staff told reporters he's gotten around 24,000 new Twitter followers since the end of the debate when he delivered an off-the-cuff closing statement that mentioned his surgical career.
You know, a debate stage, you know, you're not going to really get to know the person that well. 6 minutes? I don't think so. When I finally got some questions, it went well.
Carson will be in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines on Saturday for here tonight for what the campaign has called a family festival featuring food and entertainment from a Christian musician.
We didn't have the straw poll, and you know that normally would attract a lot of families, so this is the substitute.
The Iowa GOP straw poll would have been held this Saturday in Boone, but it was canceled after none of the candidates agreed to participate. Carson has begun airing campaign ads in Iowa. On Sunday morning, he'll speak out at a church in Osceola, and on Sunday afternoon, he'll hold another family festival outdoors in Council Bluffs. And two men were arrested on separate drug and incident and indecent exposure charges on Thursday night in Red Oak. Authorities say 27-year-old Jacob Nathaniel Forward of Red Oak was arrested in the 600 block of Broad Street at around 8:45 p.m. on a possession of controlled substance methamphetamine charge. Forward was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And 61-year-old James Donald Ullman Sr. of Red Oak was arrested for indecent exposure on Thursday after allegedly exposing himself to his neighbor ladies in the area of East Grime Street. Ullman is being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond as well. That's a look at some of the latest news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Jeff Tigges, age 49, of Defiance, died on Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Jeff Tigges will be celebrated today at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Willie. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll has the arrangements. Lester Olson, age 90, of Vail, died Wednesday at the Regency Park Nursing and Rehab Center in Carroll. Funeral services for Lester Olson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Vail. Huebner Funeral Home in Denison handling the arrangements. Anna Lauren Eggers, age 17, of Avoca, died Tuesday. A funeral service for Anna Lauren Eggers will be held today at 1 p.m. at the AHSTW High School in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. May Margaret Gittens, age 86, of Gray, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for May Gittens will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Gray. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Clarence Bartles, age 85, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Clarence Bartles will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Haas, age 86, of Harlan, died on Thursday at the died on Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. And funeral services for Dorothy Haas will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Moran, age 71, of Bayard, died on Thursday at home. Funeral services for Dennis Moran will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Bayard Community Center. OD Funeral Home in Bayard has the arrangements. Dorothy Cheslick, age 98, of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Private family services will be held for Dorothy Cheslick at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. And Carol Lupardis, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died on Friday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Carol Lupardis will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the August 15th, that's next Saturday, at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.